赐恩典的主
，Dear Lord, gracious Lord, and loving Lord，
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and we praise your name。
尤其是在经历风雪之后
，Especially after the storm，
我们仍然聚集在一起敬拜你。
We still gather together and worship you。
我们感谢你在十字架上的恩典。
We thank you for the grace shown on the cross。
我们知道你的爱是永不止息的。
We know that your love endures forever。
你必定保守我们直到永生。
You will keep us until the eternity。
求你保守在线上、在实体敬拜的弟兄姐妹。
Please keep all of us, the ones who are in person and the ones who are online。
让我们无论风雨都敬拜你。
Let us worship you regardless of the weather。
Amen。
Amen。
好，让我们弟兄姐妹来彼此问安哈。
Let us greet with each other。
我们感谢主，在我们的信仰生活中，很容易有两种的倾向。
In our faith life, there can easily be two tendencies.
尤其是对于你是第二代的基督徒来说。
Especially if you are the second generation of the Christians.
一种倾向我们把它称为律法主义。
One of them is called legalism.
另外一种是反律法主义。
Another one is called anti-legalism.
律法主义说上帝是一个圣洁严厉的上帝。
The legalism says that the God is a strict and a holy God.
他的要求非常高。
He has very high demands.
所以呢，我的生活中如果有不顺利的，我就会觉得上帝在惩罚我。
So if there is any difficulty in the life, we think that he is punishing us.
上帝就不爱我了。
He does not love us.
一个很典型的例子就是马丁路德。
One typical example is Martin Luther.
在马丁路德相信之前
Before he believed in God,
他觉得上帝的审判是极其严厉的。
He thought that the judgment of God was very, very strict and
terrifying. 他觉得他站在一个愤怒的审判官面前。
He thought that he was standing in front of a terrifying judge.
后来他就回忆说
Later he memorized and recalled.
问我恨那位被称为公义的上帝。
He said, "I hated that God who was called righteous."
有的时候，我们的孩子也是这个样子。
Sometimes our children are similar.
我的孩子有的时候也会说我恨上帝。
My child sometimes says, "I hate God."
或者是上帝不喜欢我。
Or God does not like me.
这是一种错误。
This is wrong.
上帝是充满慈爱的。
God is full of love.
他永远也不会离开你。
He will never forsake you.
他不会恨你。
He will never hate you.
他只会爱你。
He only loves you.
但是主所爱的他必管教。
But the ones who God loves, he will discipline.
另外一种是反律法主义。
Another one is called anti-legalism or anti-nominalism.
他们觉得耶稣已经爱我了。
They thought God already loves me.
所以呢，他是我的伴侣，他是我的朋友。
So he is my friend and a companion.
所以呢，他不会定我的罪了。
So he will never condemn me.
你问我，我已经信了。
You ask me, I already believe in God.
你让我委身给上帝。
You want me to commit my life to God?
还是以后再说吧。
Well, let's postpone it to later.
所以很多时候我们看到我们就是在这两种的错误当中。
So we often see that we are constantly shifting between these two.
但是上帝既不是律法主义。
But God is neither legalism.
也不是反律法主义。
Nor antinomianism.
在我们今天的经文里面你看到前一部分是反对的是律法主义。
In our passage today, you'll see that the first part is against the legalism.
后一部分是反对的是反律法主义。
The later part is opposing the antinomianism.
我们不会受到上帝的惩罚的。
We will not be punished by God.
但是我们也要活出一个敬虔的生活。
But we also need to live a devoted life.
首先我们可以看到在18-24节当中，新约的恩典是远超旧约的。
First, in verses 18-24, it speaks of the new covenant of grace surpassing the old covenant of law.
一句图画胜过千言万语。
A picture is worth 1,000 words.
刚开始的前几节经文，你看到它描述的是一个律法主义的上帝。
We see that the picture is described of legalism.
但是我们要注意它是怎么说的啊，18-21节。
But first, let's look at verse 18-21.
你们原不是来到那能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风、脚声与说话的声音，那些听见这声音的都求不要再向他们说话，因为他们当不起索命的话，说靠近这山的即便是走兽也要用石头打死，所听见的极其可怕，甚至摩西也说我是甚是恐惧战惊。
For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire, and darkness, and gloom, and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear.
你看到在这里他讲的实际上是一个在旧约里面的一个场景。
You see that in here it describes a picture from the Old Testament.
就是以色列人被带领出埃及以后。
After Israelites were led out of Egypt.
他们来到了西乃山。
They came to the Mount Sinai.
那到西乃山呢，上帝就警告摩西。
At Mount Sinai, God told Moses, warned Moses.
他说你要谨慎，不可上山去，也不可摸山的边界，凡摸这山的必要致死他，不可用手摸他，必用石头打死或用箭射透，无论是人是牲畜都不得活。
Take care not to go up into the mountain or touch the edge of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall be put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall be stoned or shot.Whether beast or man, he shall not live.
你看火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风都好像上帝的惩罚一样。
You see that a blazing fire, darkness, gloom, and a tempest, they all seem like God's punishment.
你最好就不要靠近。
You better not to approach it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人非圣洁不能见神。
Because without holiness, no one can see God.
上帝颁布的爱人如己的律法就能照出你皮袍下的小来。
The law of loving one's neighbor is like a mirror that clearly reveals the sin beneath our outward appearance.
约翰派伯在讲到这里的时候，他说人们经历了一位令人惧怕神圣的上帝，当没有中保的声音的时候，那是太可怕的，以至于人们祈求不要再听见他的声音，甚至连摩西这样圣洁的人也是一样。
John Piper, a famous pastor and a preacher, when he was preaching on this topic, he said, when people experience a fearsome and a holy God, and when there is no mediator, it is so terrifying that people even beg not to hear such a voice again.Even Moses, the holiest man in Israel, and the prophet who led the Israelites out of Egypt, said, I tremble with fear.
摩西可以说是最优秀、最有道德的以色列人。
He could be said the best, the most righteous, and the most moral one in Israel.
但是连他都害怕。
But even he trembled in fear.
更何况我们呢？
How much more so do we?
为什么上帝一定要求我们完美呢？
Why does God demand us to be perfect?
我们总会觉得我们有基本的道德就可以了。
We often think that we can be just a moral generally.
我不信上帝，我也是有道德的。
Even if I do not believe in God, I'm still a moral person.
我基本上是一个好人。
Basically, I am a good person.
我给大家打一个比方。
Let me give you an example and analogy.
比方一个医生啊，他要进入一个无菌手术室去做手术。
Imagine that you are a doctor and you are about to enter a sterile operating room to perform surgery in a sterile environment.
然后他用酒精洗了手。
So you wash your hands with alcohol.
然后他换了一身非常干净的衣服。
You wear the clean clothes.
然后他就想进着去给那个病人做手术。
And you want to enter it to do the surgery.
你觉得他是一个合格的医生吗？
Do you think he is qualified?
很明显我们不会觉得他是合格的医生的。
No, we don't think so.
因为他还不够干净。
Because he's not clean enough.
因为他要戴上口罩，穿上防护服。
He needs to wear a mask and a protective gown.
不然手术是不会成功的。
Otherwise, the surgery will not be successful.
完全爱神、爱人如己的律法，就像无菌手术室的要求。
So the law of loving God wholeheartedly and loving your neighbor as yourself is like the perfect requirement of a surgery room.
没有耶稣基督的防护衣遮盖是不合格的。
You are not qualified if you are not clothed in Jesus Christ.
一个有道德的人不能进入神的国。
A moral person cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
除非他相信耶稣基督。
Unless he believes in Jesus Christ.
但是我们就是那相信耶稣基督的。
We are the ones who believe in Jesus Christ.
所以我们要反对律法主义。
So we are against legalism.
我们看到第二十二节描述的，我们是在恩典之下。
We can see that in verse 22, it describes that we are under the grace of Jesus Christ.
这里说你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神，有被称完成全之一人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect.And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
所以你看，锡安山跟西乃山就不一样了。
So you see that Mount Sinai and Mount Zion are different.
锡安山代表着新约的耶稣基督宝血洁净之后的。
Mount Zion is after, when we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
它是代表着上帝的恩典，代表着救恩的祝福。
Mount Zion represents the blessings of God, the salvation.
西乃山是在律法之下，好像奴隶一样。
Mount Sinai is under the law and it's like a slavery.
但是锡安山是在天上的。
Mount Zion is heavenly.
圣经说，那天上的耶路撒冷是自主的。
The Bible says the heavenly Jerusalem is self-governing.
它是我们的母。
It is our mother.
所以在那里没有刑罚。
So in there, there is no punishment.
没有惧怕。
There is no fear.
充满恩典和怜悯。
Full of mercy and grace.
所以你知道你现在是在那样子一个位置之上。
So you know that you are in that position.
不单指那里没有刑罚，而且那里有上帝的同在。
Not only that, we live with God there.
有众多的天使在保护你。
with a lot of holy angels who protect you.
而且你也不是一个人。
And you are not alone.
因为你有其他的圣徒跟你一起。
You are with other holy saints.
我们在那里是彼此相爱的。
We love each other there.
虽然有审判万有的神，但是你的灵魂已经被称为义了。
Even though there is God who judges all over there, but our souls are called righteous.
已经完全了。
We are perfect.
你可以想象，你是完全的状态吗？
Can you imagine that you are in a perfect state?
你心里面没有任何的恨，全部都是爱。
There is no hatred in your heart, full of love.
没有任何的担忧，全部都是平安。
There is no worries or anxiety, but full of peace.
没有任何的嫉妒，全部都是赞美。
There is no any jealousy, but full of praise.
那样的地方。
In there,
就是新约所应许的地方。
Is the place promised under the new covenant.
所以你的灵魂已经完全了。
So your soul is perfect.
为什么这样子呢？
Why can it be so?
是因为耶稣十字架的宝血已经洁净了你。
Because the blood of Jesus on the cross cleansed you.
我大概上个星期六听了一个WGTS 的这个讲道。
Last Saturday, I listened to a preach from WGTS.
然后他那年一个讲道人他就说了一句话，我觉得很感同身受。
One preacher said one thing that resonated me a lot.
他说呀，你做什么都不能让上帝爱你更多。
He said, no matter how much you do, whatever you do, you cannot make God love you more.
你做什么也不能让上帝爱你更少。
And whatever you do, you cannot make God love you less.
因为这全部在于上帝的赦免。
Because it is all about God's forgiveness.
所以我们之所以在上帝的永生的国度里面，不是因为你做得好了，做了坏了。
So the reason why we can be in the kingdom of God is not because of ourselves, whether we do enough good or bad.
也不是因为我们下雪天我们来了。
It's not because we come even when it's snowing.
也不是因为你下雪天你没来。
It's not because we do not come if it's raining.
而是因为耶稣基督他已经赦免了你的罪。
It's only because God forgives your sins.
所以耶稣基督的血已经洗净了你。
So the precious blood of Jesus Christ cleanses your sins.
他的血比亚伯的血更美。
His blood is more precious than the blood of Abel.
亚伯的血只是一个象征。
Abel's blood is only a symbol.
而耶稣基督的拯救却是一个实体。
But the salvation of Jesus Christ is real in substance.
所以你看到这是西乃山与锡安山的对比。
So now we see the difference between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion.
地上跟天上的对比。
It's a contrast between the earthly and the heavenly.
律法跟恩典的对比。
Between the law and the grace.
你想，如果西乃山都如此重要，那更何况锡安山？
If Mount Sinai was so important, how much more important is Mount Zion?
所以你不要再觉得上帝不喜欢你，他会恨你的。
So do not ever think that God does not like you or hate you.
也不要想着上帝会惩罚你的。
And do not think that God will punish you.
因为上帝爱你。
Because God loves you.
但是从另外一方面，我们要反对反律法主义。
But from another perspective, we also oppose anti-legalism or anti-antinomianism.
耶稣基督的十字架已经为你而死在十字架上了。
Jesus Christ already died for you on the cross.
你享受一切的平安喜乐。
You enjoy all of the peace and the joy.
任何事都不能让你与上帝的爱隔绝。
Nothing in this world can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ.
但是你该如何回应呢?
Then, how should you respond?
所以第二十五节开始他就讲到了该如何回应。
This is what verse 25 says.
他说你们总要谨慎。
So that you should be cautious.
在英文里面只是一个单词叫做看见，你要看 ，watch。
In English version, it only says watch.
经常会用 see to it， 就是你要小心呐、啊。
See to it means be careful.
就像你下雪了，你走出来的时候，你要小心的路上，你小心你滑倒。
Just like when it's snowing outside, you need to be careful and watchful, and not to slip.
他说不可弃绝那向你说话的，因为那弃绝的在地上。弃绝地上警戒的尚不能陶醉，何况违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
See that you do not refuse him who is speaking, for if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape if we reject him who warns from heaven.
如果你违背上帝的律法，你都难以陶醉。
If we cannot escape from the judgment,When we rejected the law,
那天上的警戒是什么呢？
Then what is the warning from the heaven?
天上警戒的是，当信主耶稣，你和你的一家都必得救。
The warning from the heaven is, you should believe in Jesus Christ, you and your family will be saved.
不是做，而是信。
Not action, but faith.
如果你从心里面拒绝上帝的恩典，你说你怎么能陶醉呢？
If you reject the gospel from the heart, how can you escape the judgment?
当你完全认识福音的时候，你把这个福音当成一个很便宜的烂菜叶扔在地上践踏，你怎么能陶醉呢？
If you accept the gospel, but then you throw the gospel on the ground and trample on it, how can you escape from the judgment?
第二十六节说当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话，指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们记得了不能震动的国。
At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that can be shaken, that is, things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, we receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
所以你看到又是一个图画。
So here we see another picture.
就是当上帝颁布十诫的时候
when God gave the Ten Commandments,
山都震动。
The earth trembled greatly.
那是西乃山。
That was at Mount Sinai.
现在啊，他的福音要震动地，而且要震动天。
And this time, under the gospel,He will shake the earth, but also shake the heaven.
圣经里面说天地都要废去。
The Bible says the heaven and the earth will pass away.
唯有什么不能废去呢？
What will endure?
唯有我的话不能废去。
Only my words will not pass away.
只有上帝的福音是不会废去的。
The gospel of God will not pass away.
这个世界上的国都要被挪去。
All of the nations in this world will be removed.
但是你会得到一个不能震动的国。
But you will inherit a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
你知道这个，现在有的大学生已经考过试了，有的大学生还没有考试。
You know that some college students have passed the exam, some have not yet.
你要在高中的时候，高中里面你现在可能正是在考试的时间。
If you are a high school student, you might be in the time of examination.
你知道吗？你的成绩将来都要废去。
Do you know that your grades will pass away, be removed in the future?
你的大学都要废去。
Your colleges will be removed and pass away.
你的学位都要废去。
Your degree will pass away.
你的家庭都要废去。
Your family will pass away.
你的儿女都要废去。
Your children will.
你的国家都要废去。
Your country.
甚至连你自己都有可能被废去。
And even yourself will be removed.
但是相信耶稣基督的，他说，所以我们得了不能震动的国。
But for those who believe in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, we receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
这是不能废去的。
This will not pass away.
那你选什么呢？
So which one will you choose?
你把什么放在首位呢？
Which one is your priority?
你已经进入到上帝的国了，那你该怎么做呢？
You have entered into the kingdom of God, then what should you do?
在这里说，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Here the Bible says, therefore, let us be grateful, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
所以第一个我们应该做的，得到了不震动的国，你要拒绝这个不震动的国就是灭亡的。
So the first thing after you receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken, if you reject it, you will pass away.
我们第一个要做的就是感恩。
The first and the foremost thing is we should be thankful.
感恩就是你一切的生活。
A thankful life is a life that you need to live.
感恩以后啊，你要做神所喜悦的。
And then you need to do according to God's will, according to His pleasure.
就是出于你的感恩，你去甘心乐意的去做神所喜悦的事。
So out of your gratitude, you do what God like, or you do what pleases God.
那具体怎么做呢？
How exactly would it look like?
用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
With a piety, with a reverence and awe, serve and worship God.
就是敬拜上帝。
That means you worship God.
就是一个感恩的心在敬拜上帝。
You worship God with gratitude.
你要仔细想这里的很有意思的内容是什么。
Let's think carefully about what is interesting is here.
敬拜上帝不只是在这里。
We do not only worship God here.
这是上帝指定的安息日敬拜上帝的。
This is a Sabbath day that God destined for us to worship Him.
还包括在你的生活当中。
It also includes other time in your life.
你带着一个感恩的心来敬拜上帝。
You worship God with gratitude in other times than Sunday.
因为你已经得到了不能震动的国。
Because you have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
一切的事情都不能挪去。你的救恩
Nothing can remove your salvation.
包括你的房屋，包括疾病
Including your house, including the sicknesses.
我们失去了一切，也不会失去救恩
Even if we lose all, we will not lose salvation.
为什么我们要这样子来侍奉神？
Why do we serve God like this?
因为啊，上帝乃是烈火。
Because he is consuming fire.
这是对于反律法主义所说的。
This word is saying to the anti-legalism.
我觉得我相信了。
Well, I think I believe in God.
你问我，我相信了。
If you ask me, I do believe in God.
但是我做一切决定的时候，我都不把上帝放首位。
But I never put him as my priority when I make decisions.
你让我委身侍奉他，敬拜他，啊，等等吧。
If you want me to commit my life to him and worship him and serve him, well, let's wait for a little bit.
所以你知道上帝乃是烈火。
So you know that God is a consuming fire.
他在来审判的时候，他要把公羊跟绵羊分开，山羊跟绵羊分开。
When he comes to judge all of the nations, he will separate the sheep from the goats.
两个都是说是羊。
Well, they are both sheep.
但有的是假的，是山羊，它不是绵羊。
But some are goats are false believers.
他们会被分开。
They will be separated.
忠心的跟不忠心的分开。
The faithful and unfaithful will be separated.
真正相信跟虚假相信的分开。
The true believers will be separated from the false believers.
所以一个真正相信的人他必须去过一个感恩的生活。
So one who truly believes in Jesus Christ will live a life of gratitude.
一个真正相信的人他一定会委身的。
A true Christian, a true believer will commit his life to Jesus.
拿到天国门票就等着去进那个园子的人那是进不去的。
If you are a one who just gets a ticket to heaven and waits to get in, you cannot enter into that kingdom.
我一月份度假要去 LA, 哈。
I will have a vacation in January to go to LA.
我想去 Universal Studio 去看一看。
I want to go and take a visit Universal Studio.
这个，但是我肯定，我已经买了票了，我肯定能进去的。
Well, I already purchased the tickets. Surely I will enter into it.
天国不是这个样子的。
But heaven is not like so.
天国是以感谢进入他的门，以赞美进入他的院的。
If you want to enter heaven, you enter it with gratitude, and you enter into the gates of the Lord with praises.
愿我们能够委身在上帝面前，每天敬拜他。
I hope we can all commit our lives to the Lord and worship Him and praise Him every day.
你就得到永不震动的国。
In this way, you receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的恩主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and we praise you.
因为你的慈爱是长阔高深的。
For your love is, for your love is full of length, full of height, and full of depth.
你必不定我们的罪。
You will not judge us according to our iniquities.
你也不刑罚我们。
You will not punish us.
主啊，求你让我们体会到这份永恒的爱。
Dear Lord, please help us to experience this enduring love.
让我们每一天在我们的生活当中以我们的行为来敬拜你。
And let us worship you with our actions in everyday life.
向你献上感恩。
We give our thanks to you.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们谢谢牧师今天的证道。现在我们大家站立，我们唱回应诗歌126首，我曾为你舍命。
弟兄他会受洗啊，我们来请林叔叔林兴全弟兄进前来啊。让他来跟我们做他得救的见证。
牧师长老，弟兄姐妹们好。
Past brother, greeting to you.
我感谢神的恩典。
I thank you, Lord's grace.
今天带着一颗感恩的心
，Have a thankful heart.
在这里为主做见证。
I bear witness to Jesus.
我名叫林兴全。
My name is 林兴全。
于1946年生。
In 1946, I was born.
我是福建省福州市人。
I'm from Fuzhou.
我家人以前都是信佛的。
My family is a Buddhist family.
我觉得自己也是信佛的。
I think I believe Buddha.
我虽然信佛，并不清楚到底信什么。
Even I believe, I don't know what I believe.
但是呢。以前我已经常常组织一些佛教的活动。
Before I organized some Buddhism rite.
2005年我来美国女儿家。
2005 I came to US.
来美后呢，有机会认识欧阳兄弟一家人。
I happen to know Ou Yang's family.
家人，他们几次邀请我们来教会。
They invite me several times to the church.
一开始我们都拒绝了。
In the beginning, I rejected.
直到2014年。
Until 2014.
他们邀请我们参加教会的野餐会。
They invite me to the picnic.
一开始，这一次呢，我太太答应下来。
This time, my wife said yes.
这是我们第一次参加教会的活动。
This is the first time we attend church activities.
没有想到的，我太太很快就信了主。
Wow, it's amazing that my wife believed Jesus very soon.
第二年就受洗了。
And the second year, she was baptized. After he believed, he liked to share gospel with others.
我觉得他不分场合或时间。
I feel that he doesn't care wherever she is, she will share gospel. Sometimes people don't like it. I feel embarrassed. Sometimes people curse her. I don't understand her, understood her at the time. In 2016, when we went back to our hometown, my wife asked the church in our hometown to visit me. They threw all the Buddhist right instrument and utensil away. At that time, I'm not happy.
我家里的孩子一起反对他。
I'm against my wife, together with my whole family.
但是他还是时常跟我传福音。
But she shared with me the gospel anyway.
鼓励我跟他一起来教会。
She encouraged me to come to church to worship.
刚开始的时候呢？我不愿意认识神。
In the beginning, I don't like to hear gospel.
觉得很多时间都花在北上教会敬拜。
I feel it's too time consuming.
我学习圣经上。
It's too consuming to study the Bible.
很浪费时间。心中有排斥。
I don't like it.
刚来教会的时候呢，不喜欢听到。
When I first came to church, I don't like to listen to preaching.
虽然人在教会呢，但是常常打瞌睡，不听不进去。
Even I'm in the church worshiping, I'm sleeping.
我太太一直鼓励或帮助我。
My wife still continue to encourage me and help me.
我也一直跟她来教会听到敬拜神。
And I came to church all the way along.
也参加了慕道班的学习。
And then I went to the seekers class.
后来疫情开始。
And then the pandemic began.
我也一直参加。网络上的敬拜和查经。
I joined online worship.
现在通过学习神的话语。
Now after studying God's word.
牧师的牧养和带领。
And by the guidance of the pastor.
弟兄姐妹们的帮助。
And the help of brothers and sisters.
我认识到自己是一个罪人。
I'm aware that I'm a sinner.
也认识到主基督，耶稣基督是上帝的独生爱子。
I know Jesus is the Son of God.
因圣灵感孕，如同真理玛利亚所生。
He was born by the Holy Spirit.
他是圣洁、公义、怜悯的神。
He is a holy and merciful God.
他为我的罪舍命钉死十字架上。
He died for me on the cross.
第三天从死里复活。
And on the third day he
把白白的义赐给我。
And he gave his righteous to me.
我以前常常觉得，自己做得很好。
Before I felt I'm a good person, I did very good in my life.
不愿意承认自己的罪。
I don't want to admit I'm a sinner.
我知道自己的私心也是罪。
Now I know even selfish heart, my selfish, is a sin.
圣经马太福音二十二章三十七。
In the book of Matthew,
三十九。
22:37-39. You should love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul.
其次也相还。
And then it's similar.
就是爱人如己。
And to love others as yourself.
因为上帝的律法就是爱。
Because
做不到就是罪。
God's law is love. If you cannot do it, you are a sinner.
我也知道我在我做罪人的时候
when I was a sinner,
上帝已经拣选了我
God has
为我的罪付上生命的代价
and give his son to me
救赎了我、mm-hmm. 我是不配上帝的恩典
redeemed me I'm unworthy of his grace
我对上帝的恩典充满了感恩。
I'm so thankful for his salvation.
今天我愿意受洗归入神的名下。
Today I want to be baptized, and I belong to Jesus.
是因为约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们说。
Because John 3:16 tells me.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们
He gave his only son to us
叫一切信他的
So that whoever believes
不至于灭亡反得永生
will not perish but have eternal life
我是个罪人
I'm a sinner
罪的结局就是死
The consequence of sin is death
我无法靠自己的罪而自己救赎自己
I cannot save myself.
唯有靠基督耶稣的十字架上的救恩才能救得救。
I trust Jesus' grace on the cross alone to be saved.
受洗是我成长的开始。
Baptism is just the beginning.
我要认真学习主的话语。
I will continue to study God's word.
参加聚会。
Attend services.
也要积极传讲主的福音
and also to share gospel
要爱弟兄姐妹 更爱弟兄姐妹
to love brothers and sisters
为他们祷告
and pray for them
领导的决定
and submit to the Lord and the church
听从教会领袖们的带领和弟兄姐妹们一起奔走的天路
I willWalk a pilgrimage with our brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Give thanks to the Lord.
感谢上帝的恩典，我愿意认罪悔改，归向神。
I'm a sinner. I want to come back to the Lord.
求主赦免我的罪。
Please forgive my sin.
带领我前面的道路。
Please lead me.
活出全新的生命。
To live a new life.
感谢主。
Give thanks to the Lord.
感谢大家。
Thank you for your all.